Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 13th. Grey Bruce OPP have identified the victim in their murder investigation in Northern Bruce Peninsula as 36-year-old Christina Yadram of Toronto. Police say on Sunday, October 10th, at about 3 in the afternoon, officers responded to a death near Scugog Lane. They located a deceased woman in a wooded area. The following day, on October 11th, the OPP arrested and charged 32-year-old Wazir Ghafoor of Shelburne with first-degree murder. He was remanded into custody with an appearance scheduled before the Ontario Court of Justice in Owen Sound on October 22nd. Police say their investigators believe this was an isolated incident and they say there is no concern for public safety. Aside from installing some shade structures, Wyerton's Big Dig project is complete. The $11 million reconstruction of a two-block portion of Burford Street began back in the summer of 2020 and actually had to be scaled back from a four-block section to a two-block section because of skyrocketing construction costs. Mayor Janice Jackson says the work included replacing underground pipes that had tended to freeze in the winter, causing issues for properties along the street. It also included burying the overhead wires, adding mid-block crossing sections and crosswalk sounds for the visually impaired, new sidewalks and bump outs, as well as motorcycle parking.
A lot of new trees and planter boxes. We've got a lot of gardens now all up and down Burford Street. There's a lot of gardens with flowers and shrubs and things in them, so it's really attractive looking.
Jackson notes the remaining two blocks that would have been done had it not become prohibitively expensive will likely be a project for another council, noting it took the town 4 years to get the funding approval for the work that's just been completed. In Meaford, a rainbow crosswalk is being painted this evening on Trowbridge Street East at the Sykes Street East intersection. There will be temporary traffic disruption. The crosswalk is expected to be finished tonight. It will include the 11 colors identified in the Progress Pride flag. Meaford says a ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating the crosswalk is in the works, but there hasn't been a date set yet. Average home prices in Bruce and Grey counties continued to tread higher in September as the real estate market posted another record-setting month in terms of total sales dollars. The Realtors Association says the total dollar value of all home sales in September was $230.2 million, an increase of 18.5% over the same month in 2020. 327 homes sold in the area. That's a drop of 15.5% compared to the same month last year and marks the third highest September on record in terms of total units sold. The average price of homes sold in September was just over $703,000, an increase of more than 40.2% year over year. Quebec has extended its deadline for healthcare workers to get vaccinated to November 15th. The province's health minister, Christian Dubé, backtracked today over concerns they would lose too many healthcare workers. Right now, 93% of healthcare workers in Quebec have two vaccine doses, but that still leaves 22,000 who are not fully vaccinated. About 80,000 liters of water is heading to Iqaluit. The city in Nunavut declared a state of emergency today after staff detected fuel contamination in Iqaluit's treated water supply, and for now, the territorial government is flying more water in. Residents there are being told the water isn't safe even if you boil it or filter it, and pregnant women and babies should not bathe in it. Water there has been flying off store shelves, where a case of 12 bottles can cost as much as $24. In Norway, several people have been killed and a number of others injured after a man with a bow and arrow attacked them. Police say it happened in the town of Kongsberg, where the suspect reportedly fired arrows at people in several locations, including a supermarket. He was arrested. It's not clear exactly how many people have died or been injured. Star Trek's William Shatner and fellow passengers landed back on Earth today after their Blue Origin suborbital flight to the edge of space. Upon landing and speaking with the company's billionaire founder, Jeff Bezos, Shatner, the oldest person to enter the final frontier, gave a tearful, emotional account of his brief time beyond the Earth's atmosphere. He said he was moved by the speed at which the blue sky turned to the blackness of space, and he was struck by what he saw as the vulnerability of everything. In sports, there's just one game in the Ontario Hockey League tonight, and that's the Owen Sound Attack hosting the Guelph Storm at 7. Both the Storm and Attack have 1 point after their two opening games. Five games tonight in the National Hockey League. The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Montreal Canadiens in the season opener for both teams at 7. Also tonight, the Vancouver Canucks are at Edmonton to meet the Oilers. Canada plays Panama in World Cup soccer qualifying. Game time is 7:30 at BMO Field in Toronto. In basketball preseason, 7 games tonight. The Toronto Raptors concluded their preseason with a 113-108 win at Washington last night. Next Wednesday, the Raptors play their home and season opener when they host Washington. In Blue Water South junior and senior girls basketball, the Walkerton Hawks visit the John Diefenbaker Trojans, and the Sacred Heart Crusaders host the Saugeen District Royals. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.